expectation for Frances Abbott, ABBOTT, November 6, 33. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ferguson, Ferguson, 5843975. Dear Lisa, follow up for Mrs. Abbott, advanced renal failure, hypertension, and small kidneys. Last visit in July. Because of weather, she decided to do a phone visit. She has no specific complainings. She has some chronic edema on the left foot, not new, without any ulcers or claudications. Stable weight, eating, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, no progression, denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, has nocturia, but able to fall asleep again, family helps. Next paragraph, medication review. I will highlight bicarbonate, vitamin D125, cholesterol treatment, the only blood pressure, losartan. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 124/44. She's quite awake, alert, or intestine free, very sharp, normal speech, no respiratory issues. Next paragraph, chemistries. The last one available is October. She runs creatinine around 2.4 for a GFR of 19, prior electrolyte acid base normal. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Does have anemia for what she gets, ERA-NESP, with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. She has been very clear about not wishing to do any kind of dialysis. At the same time, right now, she has no symptoms to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. On losartan, she's not to have bilateral small kidneys. She is on treatment for metabolic acidosis and secondary hyperparathyroidism. We are doing EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. She's still willing to do blood tests, but that needs to be done more often so that we can make adjustments. She can always change her mind and pursue dialysis if she wants. Plan to see her back on the next 4-6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.